This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick here with a bit more politics. We're looking at three different contests around the country. These are very close contests, Democrats and Republicans locked in a dead heat.
First to Florida and the governor's race, which is between Florida's Republican State Attorney General Charlie Crist and Democratic Congressman Jim Davis. Joining me now is Beth Reinhardt, political writer for the Miami Herald. And Beth, tell us first why someone who is sitting in, let's say, Culver City, California, should care about this race. What's the national significance?
Well, this is Florida we're talking about, which, as you know, is a battleground state in presidential election. And whoever wins the governor's race, that party has a little bit of a leg up when it comes to fundraising and status.
And I understand the race has tightened up between front runner Republican Crist and the Democrat Jim Davis. Why has it tightened up recently?
The Democrat Jim Davis, he's being helped a little bit by this anti-Republican tide, and he is using that as much as he can by adopting as his campaign slogan the word "stay the course" as an accusation against his opponent. And as we all know, those are the words that President Bush used in his approach to the war.
And are voters buying that? I mean, it's safe to say that the governor of Florida would have very little to do with the war in Iraq.
Well, what he's doing is he's using those words, but referring to state issues like insurance rates and property taxes, and people are up in arms about those costs of living. And when I've traveled with Jim, people are receptive to that message of change.
So what are political watchers thinking? Who's going to win in this race?
I think most people would still put their bets on Charlie Crist, even though the race is tightening. He's got a mammoth fundraising lead. The Republican Party is pounding Jim Davis on television for having the second worst attendance record in Congress since he began campaigning early last year. And so I think it's his race to lose.
Beth Reinhardt, political writer for the Miami Herald, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now to New Mexico and the 1st Congressional District. It's in central New Mexico. It includes Albuquerque. Incumbent Republican Heather Wilson is in a very close race with her Democratic challenger, the State Attorney General, Patricia Madrid. We're joined by Michael Coleman. He's Washington correspondent for the Albuquerque Journal, but speaking with us today from Albuquerque. Michael, the big issues in this race?
The biggest issue, I would think, has been the war in Iraq. Obviously, Patricia Madrid's trying to make the war in Iraq, and President Bush, the marquee issues. Heather Wilson's constantly trying to change the subject to tax relief and other subjects, national security, et cetera.
And is there a leader in the polls? Is he the one actually getting anywhere with these arguments?
Well, our last poll had Madrid surging ahead of Heather Wilson, and it's the first time any of her challengers have ever polled ahead of her. So it is definitely the fight of Heather Wilson's political life here in New Mexico.
The figure I saw was $11 million on this race in advertising. That seems impossibly high to me.
It's pretty extraordinary. You know, airtime and everything in New Mexico is not that expensive. So to spend $11 million on a congressional campaign is pretty over the top. But they both parties really want to win this seat, and it's evident.
Congresswoman Wilson's name actually came up in the Capitol Hill page scandal of a month or so ago because she'd gotten some campaign money from Mark Foley, the ex-congressman. Now, she sent it back, but any kind of traction there?
Well, she not only got money from Mark Foley, she also served on the page board that was supposed to oversee this program from 2001 to 2004. And Patricia Madrid definitely tried to get some mileage out of that. I think she did the first couple weeks, but it seems to have really slipped to the back burner these last 2 weeks or so.
All right. We'll watch the race. Reporter Michael Coleman of the Albuquerque Journal with us from Albuquerque. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.